here's a story from The World.
Last Friday in the United States, we celebrated Juneteenth, the day in 1865 when the news that slavery had ended reached Texas, 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation. Many Americans probably did not learn this history in school. I didn't. But the protests that came together after George Floyd's killing in Minneapolis have brought attention to the way racism impacts every aspect of our society, including school curricula. This reexamination isn't just happening in the U.S. Lavinia Stennett is the founder of the Black Curriculum. It's an organization in the U.K. that creates lesson plans, runs student workshops and teacher trainings, and is also pushing for black history to be taught nationwide. Lavinia, thanks for being with us. What led you to start the Black Curriculum and the work of changing the way students are taught about black history in schools?
In schools, currently the teaching of black history is limited to Black History Month, which in the UK is in October. And what we see is, I guess, a lack of narratives really around black people in Britain. And that fundamentally is presenting a very false view of British history, because we know that black people have been here since Roman times. So we're basically set up in the aim to teach it all year round.
Your curriculum, the Black Curriculum, what are some of the topics that you go into that you did not encounter at all when you were a student?
Yeah, so I think there was a lot of things in my culture that I was aware of. So, for example, I'm from a Jamaican background. Every year we have Notting Hill Carnival. At home we would play like reggae music. And so there were certain introductions in my personal life that I knew in terms of like my history, where it came from. But in terms of learning it at school, there was no kind of like introduction to that at all. In Britain, we have one of the largest street parties in Europe, and that was created by a black woman called Claudia Jones, who was from the Caribbean and brought this to Britain. And I think we can enjoy these things today, but we don't really understand the context behind it. And that's what our syllabus is about. It's about bridging history with contemporary themes today.
I'm just curious, what reaction has the Black Curriculum gotten from any range of students, black, white, any ethnicity? What are you seeing?
Across ethnicities and cultures, it's been the same. Like, there's just a firm belief that they've missed out on this and it's a disservice. And they actually feel really, They feel really, really excited by learning something like this, because I guess when you're confronted with new knowledge, it can make you uncomfortable. But at the same time, if you're learning about your own identity and your own culture, I think it's really powerful. And we've seen students literally tell us, like, I know more about my history and my culture, and it's a shame that this was hidden from me and I want to do more. I remember back in September when we ran one of our first pilot workshops, a young boy came back to us and said that he started his own Black British book club, following on from our teaching. So it's been really positive.
I know you're also pushing for Black British history to be a nationwide requirement in the UK, but I gather that just today you received some disappointing news from the government. What did they tell you?
What we were asking for from them is that Black history needs to be an explicit and integral part of the curriculum, because at the moment there are no clear examples of Black history, and that feeds into the lack of teaching of it. So the response basically said that, you know, teachers have the flexibility to do what they want, and Black history can be woven with the freedom that schools have. But again, that just takes us back to why we're doing what we're doing. It's really important that Black history is not seen as an addition, but it's an integral part of our culture. It's British history. It's not just for Black people, and it's not just about Black people. It's about the nation and the future of Britain as well.
So with the killing of George Floyd and the world bringing a lot of attention to racial justice and inequality right now, how much momentum do you think there is for changing the way history is taught in schools on an institutional nationwide level? I mean, do you think that momentum is still there despite what you heard from the government today?
I think people will never forget it. I really do. I really think that this was such a key moment within world-like experiences that it really left an imprint on us about how Black lives are treated globally. And I think it's so vital that the momentum that we have at the moment is sustained by long-lasting policy change. So I feel like there is a momentum, but there needs to be more of a willingness from governments, from people in places of power, to make sure that these lasting changes stay.
Lavinia Stennett is the founder of the Black Curriculum, an initiative to expand the teaching of Black history in British schools. Lavinia, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you.